forward, as marriage unites two hearts and lives in love, and a new home is created. An early concern of its founders is that the children which grace this new home shall be properly reared. The question of Manoah of old, how shall we order the child, is thoughtfully pondered by parents today as they look into the face of the precious and helpless gift entrusted to their care. The significance of instruction on child guidance is best understood as we note the important place it takes in the Word of God and the frequent and detailed references to the subject in the Spirit of Prophecy writings, in her several books, but more particularly in the articles on practical Christian living which appeared from week to week in the various journals of the denomination. Mrs. White set forth a wealth of counsel to parents. In addition to this, she addressed to various families hundreds of personal testimonies in which she dealt specifically with the problems they faced. In these articles and personal testimonies, she described the principles which should guide parents, and the procedures they should follow as they were kept before her in vision. In her later years, Mrs. White expressed a desire to bring out a book for Christian parents that would make clear the mother's duty and influence over her children. In the recently issued The Adventist Home and this companion work, that desire is now fulfilled. Only the thoughtful and prayerful perusal of the significant counsels of this volume can reveal the tremendous and far-reaching influence of training the child properly as God has placed the responsibility with parents. The fact that Ellen White was the mother of four boys enabled her to set forth in an understanding and sympathetic manner the instruction imparted to her. Her experience in the practical application of the principles she has set before others begets confidence in the heart of the reader. All the Ellen White sources, published and unpublished, have been drawn upon in preparing child guidance. Full source credits appear at the close of each chapter. Because the content of this volume has been brought together from a number of sources written over a period of 70 years, there occasionally occurs an unavoidable break in thought and manner of address as the several statements are linked together in their natural subject sequence. The compilers were limited in their work to the selecting and arranging of the various statements and to the supplying of headings. Child guidance was prepared under the direction of the Board of Trustees of the Ellen G. White Publications in their offices in Washington, D.C. The work was done in harmony with Mrs. White's instruction to her trustees that they should provide for the printing of compilations from her manuscript and published sources. The need for this volume is great. Eternal interests are at stake. The detailed counsels on discipline, character building, and physical and spiritual education will be treasured by every thoughtful parent. That this volume, standing by the side of the Adventist Home, Messages to Young People, and other of the Ellen White books of counsel to parents and youth, may serve to guide fathers and mothers in their most important work is the sincere wish of the publishers and the trustees of the Ellen G. White Publications.